Wir sind im Kursbuch auf Seite 57, Übungen 1, C, D und E. So für C, they're asking you to listen to the recording and make a decision whether the vowels are long or short. So lan is long, veba is short, zima is long, kuma is short, theka is short, vana is short, moos is long, schmidt is short, und deka is long. For day, they're just asking you to fill in the rules using the examples from 1C. So if you've got a vowel plus H, it's typically long, like lan. If you've got a double vowel, like beka or moos, that's going to be long too. If you've got two consonants, it's definitely going to be short, like vana or veba or kuma. And then an I and an E together, like tsima, is long. Here's a quick tip for those I, E, E, I's in German. If it's I, E, the E is last, it's pronounced E, like tsima, the name above in C. If it's E, I, the I is last, it's pronounced I, like zwei, Z-W-E-I, zwei. You pronounce the whatever letter is last when you've got an E and an I, or an I and an E. For part E, they are asking you also to listen and mark the accent, whether it's short or loud. Der Beruf is long. Früh is long. Die Messe, the E is short. Chicken, the I is short. Der Vertrieb, IE, is long. Besichtigen is a short I. Das Lager, that is a long A. Organisieren, that IE in the middle is long. Verboten, the O is short. Die Werbung, the E is short.